بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our session number 39, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 3, Dr. Fa Abdurrahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. Okay. Today, we intend to just have a quick review of the English key, point number 1, which is the main core of the lesson. And the exercises that we're going to be doing today are related to point number 1. So in the following session, we'll look at exercises for the remaining points. We'll look at those points when we get to them. But today we want to look at the English key, point number 1, Bab Af'ala, on pages 69, 70, and 71. And then after that, inshallah, we want to check your answers to exercises 2 through 7. Exercises 2 through 7 on pages 144 to 146. Alright, so basically, in summary, point number 1, this is lesson number 17, English key, page 69, 70, and 71. In this lesson, we learn the following. Bab Af'ala. This is another bab from the abwab of the mazid. So we already talked about the difference between the verb that is thulathi, has 3 original root letters, and ruba'i, which has 4 original root letters. And then we also looked at the difference between the verb that is mujarrad, it just has those 3 or 4 original letters, and the verb that is mazid, where it has 1 or more extra letters. So, from the mazid, thulathi mazid, in the last lesson 16, we looked at bab fa'ala, where the middle radical is doubled, making it 4 letters, and verbs that have 4 letters in the mudari, the mudara'a letter, the letter that's prefixed, yani the ya or the ta or the hamza or the noon, is going to take dhamma. So just like in bab fa'ala, here the bab that we're looking at today is bab af'ala. It also has 4 letters, therefore the mudara'a, the prefix letter in the mudari form, is going to take dhamma. So what we looked at last week, we read the entire English key, and we also read the Arabic text, and I think we did the first exercise, which is comprehension exercise related to the text. So today we're going to start with exercise number 2, but again, before we do the exercises, we want to quickly look at point number 1 of the English key. And that is related to Bab Af'ala. This is another Bab from the Abwab of the Mazid. In this, the Hamza is prefixed to the first radical. Yani Hamza is added before the first radical, and the first radical loses its vowel. So like, for example, Nazala became Anzala. The Noon, the first radical in Nazala, loses its vowel, and is preceded by Hamza with Fatta. So Nazala became Anzala. Nazala, he came down. Anzala, he brought down. Kharaja, he went out. Akhraja, he caused somebody else to go out. He brought it out. Same thing. Dakhala, he entered. Adkhala, caused somebody else to enter. So we looked at the various forms. We said that the mudari form, it should have been from Anzala, Yu'anzilu. But instead, what happens is the Hamza and its vowel is omitted. So instead of yu'anzilu, it just became yunzilu. That hamza after the yu, yani, is omitted. Also, they mentioned that the mudara'a letter, yani the letter that's prefixed, has dhamma because the verb originally had 4 letters. And then they made a distinction to pay a careful attention to this voweling, yani the dhamma on this type of verb from anzala yunzilu, the dhamma. Notice that in the mudari, from nazala, the original form of the verb, the mudari is yanzilu. And from this form anzala, the mudari is yunzilu. So the difference is just the fatha or dhamma. Yanzilu is from nazala. Yunzilu is from anzala. Yanzilu means he goes down. Yani yanzilu. Yunzilu means to cause someone or someone else to go down. Alright, so that's very important to know. Also in the fi'l amra, we said that it's derived from the original form. What is important here is that yani the form, yani if you have the mudari form, yani from, for example, anzala yunzilu, yani yunzilu, you just change the mudari letter to hamza with fatha, anzil. That's all. Just change yun to an. Yunzilu, anzil. Okay, even though, yes, it's derived from the original form, and this letter is deleted, and something else is added, the simple form is anzala, anzil. Alright? Akhraja, akhrij. Yani akhraja, yukhriju, yukhriju, akhrij. Like this, okay? That's for the fi'l amr. For the masdar, it's on the pattern of, they said it's on the pattern of if'al. So from anzala, inzal. From akhraja, ikhraj. From aslama, islam. On the pattern of if'al. Also, the ism fa'il is just changing the mudara'a letter, just like we said in the previous bab, from fa'ala, yani the mudara'a letter is changed from ya with dhamma to meem with dhamma. So, aslama yuslimu, the ism fa'il is from yuslimu, muslim, muslimun. Yuslim, muslim. Yumkin, mumkin. Like this. The ism maf'ul is just changing the next to the last vowel from kasra to fatha. So, for example, yani, from arsala yursilu, yani the ism fa'il is mursilun, ism maf'ul mursalun, mursil, mursal. In the noun of place and time, ism, isma, and al-makan wa zaman is the same as the ism maf'ul. Yani the next to the last letter, instead of taking kasra, it takes fatha. And then they showed us some different types of verb, non-salim verbs, and their forms, yani their past tense form, present tense form, the masdar, the ism fa'il, and the ism maf'ul. And we're going to look at all that in detail as we go through the lesson. After that, they looked at the verb a'ata, which takes two, maf'ul, maf'ul al-awwal and thani. They looked at walaw, which means even if, which is always followed by a past tense verb. Lam al-ibtida, which is prefixed to the mubtada. It doesn't affect the mubtada in terms of i'rab. Its meaning is emphasizing the meaning of that sentence. Then we had the verb asbaha, which is from the akhawatu kana. Just, it works just like kana. Then we have awshaqa, which is also from akhawatu kana, except that its khabar is always a masdar mu'awwal, yani the particle n and a mudari verb. Then we looked at the ma, which is called ma al-nakira, al-tama, al-mubhama, the complete, indefinite, and vague ma, which has the meaning, it's used as an adjective, and it means, yani, for some reason, or in some place, or somewhere. And we looked at the omission of the hamza in the word ibn, with the conditions that it has to be between the name of the son and his father, without any title separating the father's name from ibn. And all three words have to be on the same line. Both names and the word ibn have to be on one line. In which case, the hamza of ibn is omitted. And the tanween of the name before hamza also loses its noon. So, it wasn't really any our intent to go with the whole English key. But rather, to just look at the formulation from the bab afala. How you formulate the mudari. How you formulate the fil amra, the masdar, the ism fa'il and maf'ul. And isma, al-makan, and zaman. So we just looked at that quickly. We looked at it previously. We had it for homework last week. And now we're going to just go and look at the exercises. From exercise number 2 until exercise number 7. May had some interruption in the last session. I just want to check and make sure this broadcast is still on. Okay. Okay, let's turn to page 144, the Arabic section, Medina Book 3, Level 3, yani the first half of Medina Book 3. This lesson 17, by the way, is the last lesson of the Level 3 course, after which, inshallah, I only received a few responses from 5 or 6 students who said they definitely wanted to review, at least a brief review. So inshallah we will be doing that, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, if Allah allows and I'm able. I'm definitely willing. I hope that inshallah my situation and circumstances will allow us to do at least a brief review of these first 17 lessons of Book 3, yani the Level 3 course. So, that being said, we're going to cover some of this Lesson 17 today, and probably the remainder of it, I think, in the following session. After which, we'll be looking at and doing a brief review. Alright, exercise number 2 says, page 144, من أبواب الفعل الثلاثي المزيدي. From amongst the abwab of the yani triliteral verb that has extra letters added to modify the meaning. الثلاثي المزيد. Yani it has originally 3 original root letters, radicals, that have an increase of 1 or more letters to modify the meaning of that ثلاثي verb. ثلاثي المزيد. From the abwab, the different abwab of the ثلاثي المزيد is bab afala. And we saw one of the abwab, one bab from the abwab of ثلاثي المزيد in the previous chapter 16, yani fa'ala, where one letter is added, yani it's the duplication, the doubling of the middle radical with shadda. Here, there's one letter added as well, but this time it says zidat fi awwalihi alhamzatu, yani it is increased in its beginning with hamza, yani the beginning of the verb has a hamza added to it. تأمل المثالين لباب عفلة. Look at, reflect, consider, study carefully. 2 examples for the باب عفلة. ثم هاتي المضارع والمصدر من الأفعال التي تليها. And then give the مضارع form and the مصدر, the infinitive, from the verbs which follow. Okay, they give us 2 examples. We're going to look at the 2 examples, and then we're going to fill in the spaces, providing the mudari form and the masdar, according to what we studied previously. The mudari form, what's going to happen for the mudari form is that, yani, we're going to get rid of it, the original hamza that was with it. We're going to get rid of that. And we're also going to change the voweling, yani the mudari letter, since it's 4 letters, it's going to take dhamma. When the hamza is omitted from anzala, then we're going to add the mudari letter with dhamma. The hamza of the original verb, yani, for example, the first example, arasala. So arsala, to form the mudari, we're going to get rid of the hamza, the first letter that was added to it. We're going to get rid of that, and we're going to add the mudara'a letter, yani the prefix letter, the ya, the ta, the hamza, or the noon for mudari. Okay, so arsala becomes yursilu. Arsala becomes yursilu. So the ra takes sukun, the sin takes kasra, and the last vowel takes whatever is required from the i'rab. Yani the normal vowel will be dhamma. If it became mansub, it will be fatha. If it became majzum, it will be sukun. If it had an extra noon, it will lose that noon. Okay? So arsala became yursilu. The masdar is on the pattern of if'al. So the ra takes sukun preceded by hamza with kasra. If al, yani the fa, the first radical, ra takes sukun, the second radical in this case The ayin, in this case, it's a sin, takes fatha aleph, and then yani the last radical takes whatever is required by the i'rab if it's in a sentence. Otherwise, it'll take dhammatan. So arsala yursilu irsalun. Irsalun. Arsala means to send someone or something. Yursilu, sending. He sends. He will send. Irsal, sending. The second example they gave us is aslama. Get rid of the hamza. Add the mudari' ala with dhamma. Change the second radical to kasra. Aslama yuslimu. The masdar and the pattern of if'al, islam, irsal, islam. Okay, the remainder we have to fill in ourselves. So from aghlaqa, which means to close or lock something, you get, yani get rid of the hamza, make the mudara'a letter, add the mudara'a letter with dhamma. First radical takes sukun, second radical takes kasra. Aghlaqa, yughliqu. On the pattern of if'al, the master, إغلاقٌ إغلاقٌ, like إسلامٌ إرسالٌ. أغلق يغلق. The next one, أخبر يخبر. أخبر, to inform about something, يخبر. The master, إخبارٌ. Again, it's on the pattern of if'al. Islam, irsal, ighlaq, ikhbar. The next one, atfa'a, to put it out, like to put a fire out, to put the light out. Atfa'a, yutfi'u, itfa'un, itfa'un. The next one, which is an ajwaf verb, and the middle radical is defective, weak letter. Ajaba, yujibu. Ajaba, yujibu. The masdar, ijabatun. Yani originally the masdar on the pattern of if'al should be ijwabun. Ijwabun. So there's some irregularity here. Instead of ijwabun, they have ijabatun. Yani with the extra termabuta. Ijabatun. Also an ajwaf verb, aqama, to establish something, to set it up. Aqama, yuqimu. Aqama, yuqimu, iqamatun. Iqamatun, with the extra ta marbuta. Iqamatun. The next one, atamma. Yutimmu, mudaaf verb. Atamma, with shadda on the meem. Yutimmu. Itmamun. Yani the two memes are separated for the pattern. If'al, itmamun. Islamun, irsalun. The next one, another mudaaf verb. A'adda. To prepare something. To get ready. A'adda. Yu'id. Do with shadda on the del. So this is the mudaaf verb. A'adda yu'iddu. Get rid of the hamza, add the mudaara letter with dhamma, yu'iddu. And again, the two dels are separated for the pattern. If'al, i'adadun. The next one is a naqis verb. Last letter is a weak letter. Alqa, to throw something, to throw it. Yulqi. Alqa yulqi. The master, ilqa'un. Instead of what it should have been, ilqa'un. Ilqa'un. Yani the ya is replaced by hamza. Ilqa'un. The next word, next one is a mahmuz verb, has hamza in the beginning. Amana, which originally it is a'mana. Yeah, the two hamzas are merged together. When hamza with fatha is followed by hamza with sukun, you write one aleph with a med. Amana, to believe. Yu'minu. Yu'minu. Its masdar is imanun, but originally it should have been i'manun, because it's two hamzas originally. The amana is originally two hamzas. You see the hamza, one of them in the mudari verb, yu'minu. Imanun asluhu i'manun. Then we have a mithal verb, awjaba, to cause something, to make something obligatory. Yujibu, awjaba, yujibu. The masdar, ijabun, asluhu ijabun, because it's from awjaba with a waw, right? But since the waw is preceded by a kasra, yani the kasra, what's appropriate for the kasra is ya, so they changed it to from il to ijabun. Okay, that's the end of the second exercise, and this exercise primarily is to remind us how to formulate the mudari form and the masdar. The next exercise, exercise number 3, is dealing with the fi'l amr, yani the formulation of the fi'l amr. Remember, in the English key we said the fi'l amr, note that it's formed from the original form of the mudari, which has that extra hamza there. And then you omit the harf mudara and the case ending for the fi'l amr, yani meaning the vowel on the last letter. You get rid of the harf mudara and you get rid of the vowel on the last letter to form the fi'l amr. So here it says in Arabic, exercise number 3, page 145, ta'ammal tariqata sawghi al-amr min bab afala. Look at the way, the method, the path of deriving the command form, the imperative form from the bab afala. Thumma sugh al-amr min al-afala al-atiya. Then derive the fi'l amr from the following verbs. So what is the tariqa? How is it done? From yursilu, asluhu yu'arsilu. Hudifat minhu al-hamza. The hamza in yu'arsilu, that hamza, is deleted. Okay, that's the original form of the mudari. Even though we're saying yursilu, but the original form should have been yu'arsilu. So they're saying get rid of that hamza. Now you have yursilu. And then يصاغ الأمر من الصيغة الأصلية يعني meaning get rid of the vowel on the end, and يعني يرسل became أرسل. Okay, so if we go back to the original form of this verb, and that's the way they're trying to explain it. If you go back to the original form, so arsala in mudari should have been yu arsilu, but that hamza was deleted and it became yursilu. So if we go back to the original form yu arsilu and get rid of the harf mudara yu and get rid of the vowel at the end, you have arsil, and that's the fi'l amr. Or simply, yani the easier way to do it without, I mean, of course, that's the original tariqa, but the easy way to do it is take the mudari form that we actually have right now from arsala yursilu or tursilu and just change the first letter to hamza with fatta. Tursil, arsil, and the last vowel sukun. Tursil, arsil. Alright, that's how you derive the harf, the fi'l amr. Okay, so from tughliqu, yani the past tense is aghlaqa, yughliqu, second person, masculine singular, tughliqu, yani just change to aghliq and make the last vowel sukun, aghliq. Yani, the original mudari form would have been to aghliqu, in which case you get rid of the two and you have aghliqu. Get rid of the vowel on qaf and it became aghliq. Or just simply change the mudari' letter, exchange it with hamza with fatha. Tughliqu aghliq. To close or shut something. Command. Tuslimu from aslama, yuslimu, anta, tuslimu. Change the to hamza with fatha and the last vowel on the meme to sukun. So Tuslimu became Aslim. Tu'iddu became A'idd. Yani tu'iddu, to prepare, to make something ready. Tu'iddu. Yani get rid of the tu and make it Hamza with Fatha. A'idd. And the last vowel should be sukoon, but here, since it's a double letter, and the first one already has sukoon, if you make the second one sukoon, you have iltiqa sakinain, so instead of sukoon, it takes a fatha. The second del, the one with, yani the second del with, of the shadda, takes fatha. So a'id became a'idda. Okay, originally it is a'id. The first del has sukoon. That's, you can't write shadda unless the first one has sukoon. The second one now became sakin because of the fi'l amr. But if you have two dells with both of them with sukoon, that's unacceptable. So we're going to put a fatha there. Okay, that's the rule here. And if you have two, a double letter at the end of the command form, which requires the second one also to have sukoon, instead of sukoon, it's going to take fatha. Tu'iddu became a'id. Okay, tu'minu from amana yu'minu, tu'minu became amin. Amin. And that's because, yani, this one is a little bit irregular again, and you have the two hamzas back to back. After you get rid of the two, you have hamza and hamza. A'min became amin. Yani it's hamza with fatha followed by hamza with sukoon. Put them together, it became amin. And finally, tujibu. From ajaba yujibu, anta tujibu, get rid of the two and just became ajib. Yani when the ba took sukoon, the ya preceding it with sukoon is deleted. So tujibu became ajib. Yani ba with sukoon preceded by ya with sukoon, the ya is deleted, became ajib. Now, alright, so this is the exercise just basically dealing with the formulation of the fi'l amr, which hopefully, yani, with practice, it becomes easier and easier. Yani, even though there's an original tariqah or way that it's formed, the easy way is to just take the mudara'a letter and exchange it for hamza with fatha and make the last letter sakin. So from tursil, arsil, tughliq, aghliq, tuslim, aslim, tu'id, a'id, tu'min, amin, tujib, ajib. Exercise number 4, sugh isma al-fa'ili min al-af'al al-atiya. Yani derive the ism fa'il, yani the noun that represents the one who does the action of that verb that is derived from. Ism fa'il, the one that's doing the action, from the following verbs. And again, we said that the ism fa'il is derived, let me just check again, make sure this thing is still on. Yeah, okay, good. Ism fa'il is derived from what? It's derived from the mudara'a form, changing the mudara'a letter, the yani from aslama yuslimu, yani changing the yu in yuslimu to mu, muslimu, but with tanween because it's a noun, muslimun. Okay, so how do you derive the ism fa'il? You just change the mudari'a letter from the mudari form, change the mudari'a letter from yu to mu. The next to the last letter already had kasra, you just leave it like that. If you wanted the ism maf'ul, the next exercise, you just change that kasra to a fatha. So aslama yuslimu, ism fa'il, muslimun. Going across, ahrama yuhrimu, muhrimun. Ahrama means to enter the state of ihram, like a person going to perform hajj umrah, and they are entering the state of ihram, in which case a person is only allowed to cover themselves in a certain way, and they are prohibited from doing certain actions like hunting, having marital relations and things like this. Okay, ahrama yuhrimu muhrim, yani the one who enters the state of ihram. It's called a muhrim. The next one, going down, arsala, yursilu, mursil, yursil, mursil. Yani change you to mu, and the last, next to the last letter, already had kasra in the mudari form, so it stays like that. Mursilun. Amkana, to be able to do something, yumkinu. Yani it is possible. Amkana yumkinu, mumkinun. Mumkin, yani it's something that's possible to do. Mumkin. The next one, amana yu'minu. Amana yu'minu, to believe. The ism fa'il, mu'minun. Yu'minu, mu'minu, or mu'minun, with tanween. Atamma, yani to complete or perfect something. Atamma yutimmu, mutimmun. Mutimmun, the one who completes or perfects something. The next one, adara yudiru. Adara, to direct something, or to turn, revolve, or rotate something. In this case, we want to look at the meaning, to direct things. Adara yudiru. Yudiru, mudiru, with tanween, mudirun. Meaning, mudir is the director or manager of something. Mudir. Next one, alqa yulqi. Here there's a little irregularity. It's going to be from the naqis verb, so the noun is going to be manqus. Alright, so if it doesn't have alif lam, it's going to lose the last letter at the end. If it has alif lam, it comes back again. So alqa yulqi mulqi. If it has alif lam, you say al mulqi. If it doesn't have alif lam, it loses that ya. Mulqin. Mulqin. Like wadin and muhamin. Mulqin. Mulqin means the one who alqa, threw something, like threw it down. Alqa. Yulqi, mulqin, or al mulqi. Taib, this is the ism fa'il. After this, exercise number 5, the ism maf'ul. So the ism maf'ul, we said, right, is the same as the ism fa'il, except the next to the last letter, instead of kasra, it takes fatha. Says, exercise number 5, page 145, ibni al-af'al al-atiyah, yani, literally to build something, or here it means to, yani, make the af'al al-atiyah, the following verbs, make them majhul. Yani, ibni al-af'al al-atiyah lil-majhul. Yani, make the verb in the majhul form. Yani, mabniun lil-majhul. Yani, the verb form that's used where the fa'al is not mentioned. Thumma sugh ism al-maf'ul min kulli wahidin minha. Then, derive the ism maf'ul from each one of them. Yani, each one of the verbs. So, the ism fa'il is derived from the verb mabniun lil ma'loom. And the ism maf'ul is derived from the verb that's mabniun lil majhool. So that's why they're saying, first, yani, come up with the mabniun lil majhool form, and then derive the ism maf'ul minhu, or minha. So what we want to do, though, is we just want to go straight directly to it. Yani, just change from the mudari form, just change it to the ism fa'il, change the vowel from kasra to fatha, ism maf'ul. So here they gave us the chart. They gave us al-madi, the first line, al-mudari, they gave us, and then they want us to put in the ism maf'ul. So from aghlaqa, to close or lock something, yughliqu, yani mughlaq. Yani the ism fa'il from yughliq is mughliq. Change the kasra to fatha, mughlaq. Mughlaq, the one who closes. Mughlaq, the thing that was closed or locked. Akraha, to force or compel somebody to do something. Akraha, yukrihu. Yani ism fa'il mukrih. Ism maf'ul mukrah. Mukrahun. Yani one who has been compelled or forced to do something against their will. Akraha, yukrihu. Mukri or mukra. Ism fa'il, ism maf'ul. Second line, a'raba yu'ribu. A'raba means to Arabicize something, to make it into Arabic, or to give it an Arabic form. Or, it might also mean, yani in terms of i'rab, to pronounce the i'rab, yani to give the i'rab of a sentence, to say in this sentence this is the mubtada, this is the khabar, this is the fa'il, the maf'ul, and so on, whatever. Alright, a'araba, yu'ribu, ism maf'ul, mu'rab. And in the same way we derive the ism fa'il, yu'rib, mu'rib, change the kasra to fatah, mu'rab. The thing that has been Arabicized, made into Arabic, or given an Arabic form. Wa mu'rab means also, it may mean a noun or a verb that's mu'rab, it's not mabniyun. A'ajaba, going across, yu'ajibu. You need to be astonished or amazed at something. A'ajaba. Yu'ajibu mu'ajab. You need the ism fa'il mu'ajib from yu'ajib mu'ajib. Ism maf'ul mu'ajab. Mu'ajab means the one who admires someone, who's amazed or astonished at someone or something. Mu'ajab. Going to page 146, one more line for this exercise, number 5. A'adda, which means to make something ready or to prepare something. A'adda, yu'iddu. Yani from yu'iddu, you say mu'ad. Mu'id, ism fa'il, mu'ad, ism maf'ul. Yu'id, mu'id, mu'ad. Yani that which has been prepared or made ready. Going across, asaba yusibu, to hit the target. Or to afflict someone with something. Asaba yusibu musabun. The ism fa'il is with kasra. Musibun. Ism maf'ul with fatah. Musabun. The one who has been afflicted. Who has been stricken with something. Some calamity or disaster. Alright, so this is the exercise. This exercise, like the previous exercise, is how to derive the ism maf'ul. The previous exercise, how to derive the ism fa'il. Again, this practice is really, really important, and a person really paying attention and practicing as much as possible will help you when you're reading or when you are trying to write or compose or when you're listening to something in Arabic, recognizing these forms. The more you practice with it, the more familiar you are with it, the easier it is for you to recognize it when you see it or when you hear it or when you need to write. Okay, the next exercise is, the next two exercises are the last two exercises for this session, and both of them are quite long, and it looks like we have plenty of time, so I'm going to take my time and try to explain as much as possible in these 14 sentences that are in front of us for exercise number 6 on page 146. The instruction says, تأمل الأمثلة لباب أفعل. Reflect upon, study carefully, examine carefully the examples for باب أفعل. Yani there are 14 sentences here. Each one of them have examples of the باب أفعل. Yani either the past tense or the present tense or the command form or the اسم فعل or مفعول or the مصدر or اسم مكان or اسم زمان. These 8, yani forms from the verb af'ala, you're going to see in these sentences. Okay, so we have to identify ayin fiha al-madi. Identify in these sentences the bab af'ala in the past tense form, the mudari, the present tense form, the amr, the imperative form, command form, the ism fa'il, the ism maf'ul forms, the masdar, infinitive, or the ismay al-makan wa zaman, or the two nouns of place, and the ism makan and ism zaman. So these are 8 things. Past tense, present tense, command form, or verbs, and then 5 nouns. Ism fa'il, ism maf'ul, masdar, ism makan, and ism zaman. So any verb that you see from the bab af'ala, whether it's a past tense, present tense, command form, or whether it's from the nouns, the ism fa'il, ism maf'ul, ism makan, ism zaman, or the masdar, you have to identify them, okay? And identify what it is. It's a past tense, a present tense, a masdar, whatever, alright? Okay, let's go. 1 through 14. Number 1, we're on page 146, exercise number 6, lesson 17. Sentence number 1. أغلق الباب ولا تغلق النوافذ. Close or lock the door, and do not close or lock the windows. So أغلق is from the verb أفعل. أغلق is فعل أمر, command form. لا تغلق is also from verb أفعل. أغلق يغلق. تغلق is what? Is a مضاري form. مضاري مجزوم by لا الناهية. Number 2. أطفئ الأنوار قبل إغلاق الغرفة. Turn out the lights before closing or locking the room. So أطفئ is a فعل أمر, command form, from أطفئ, يطفئ. أطفئ, turn off الأنوار, the lights, قبل إغلاق. إغلاق is a مصدر on the pattern of إفعال, from أغلق يغلق إغلاق. Number 3. يكتب اسم المرسل with فتحة on the next to the last radical. يكتب اسم المرسل إليه, المرسل إليه, وعنوانه في الجانب الأيمن من الظرف. واسم المرسل with كسرة on the next to the last radical. واسم المرسل وعنوانه في الجانب الأيسر, الأيسر. طيب, يكتب اسم المرسل إليه, يعني the name of the مرسل إليه, the one who something is being sent to. مرسل is the one who is being sent to, the اسم مفعول, يعني with فتحة instead of كسرة. يكتب, it is written. What is written? The name of the one, the مرسل إليه, the one that is being sent to. وعنوانه, and his address, his name and his address. في الجانب الأيمن, in the right side of the من الظرف, of the envelope. واسم المرسلي, and the name of the one who is sending. المرسلي is the اسم فاعل with كسرة. اسم فاعل, and his address is written في الجانب الأيسري, in the right side. I'm sorry, in the left side of the envelope. In the left side of the envelope. Now, the one who that it is being sent to, his name and his address is written on the right side of the envelope, and the one who is sending it and his address is written on the left side of the envelope. Okay, so the words that we have here is al-mursal ism maf'ul with fatha. And then we have al-mursil ism fa'il with kasra. Number 4. أكرهني عمي على ترك بيته. And I think I had a note written here, maybe in some of the books it has, instead of بيتي, دراسة. أكرهني عمي, يعني my paternal uncle, father's brother, has forced me or compelled me على ترك بيته, to leave his house. So the verb that we're looking here in the pattern of أفعل is أكره, to compel or to force someone to do something. Number 5. لا يجوز نكاح المكره. The marriage, نكاح المكره, of the person who is compelled to marry against their will is لا يجوز. It's not permissible. The word that we're looking here is المكره. يعني from أكره يكره. مكري is the اسم فاعل, the one who's forcing somebody, and مكره is the one who's being compelled or forced against their will. اسم مفعول. Number 6. وجدت القلم ملقا في فناء المعهدي. المعهدي. I found the pen ملقا, thrown. Someone had thrown it. It was thrown. Thrown down, في فناء المعهد, in the courtyard of the institute. So the word that we're looking at here is ملقا, from ألقى, يلقي, to throw something down, Mulqi or Al-Mulqi is the one who throws it, and Al-Mulqa is the one or the thing that was thrown. So Mulqan is the ism maf'ul. Number 7, الفعل المضارع معرب والفعل الماضي وفعل الأمر مبنيان. الفعل المضارع, the مضارع verb is معرب meaning the opposite of مبني. معرب means its endings change from being مرفوع to منسوب to مجزوم. The فعل المضارع is معرب. It can change from being marfu'an to being mansub or majzum, as opposed to the mabniyun wal fi'l al-madi wa fi'l al-amra. These two verbs, the past tense verb and the imperative form of the verb, are mabniyani. The endings are fixed. They don't change. They don't change from the i'rab, the case endings. Yani from being marfu'an to mansub and so on, they are مَبْنِيٌ fixed, as opposed to مُعْرَب, which changes its case ending. So the word that we're looking at here is مُعْرَب. And from أَعْرَبَ, we said that أَعْرَبَ means to Arabicize something, or it might mean to put it in Arabic form, or to examine the endings, case endings, the changing of the case endings from being مَرْفُو to مَنْسُوب and مَجْزُوم in verbs, for example. And in nouns, from being marfu and mansub and majroor. So what we're saying here is what? The fi'l mudari is mu'rab. That's the word that we're looking at. It's mu'rab. This is the ism maf'ul. A'raba, yu'ribu, mu'rib, ism fa'il, mu'rab, ism maf'ul. And its ending can change. Number 8. Ana musabun بإمساك شديد يا دكتور. I have been afflicted with إمساك, يعني constipation, severe constipation, O دكتور, يعني addressing the teacher, دكتور. Or no, addressing the doctor, the medical doctor, yeah, because he's sick, right? So this is a medical doctor, دكتور. Yani doctor is also used for a person who has a PhD, and a professor who has a PhD, also say doctor, he has a PhD, a doctor in philosophy, right? But here the intended meaning, Wallahu A'lam, appears to be that it's a medical doctor. Person has been afflicted with imsak, constipation, severe constipation. That's what he's saying to the doctor. So the word that we're looking at here, the first word we're looking at is musab, from asaba yusibu, to be afflicted with something. The ism fa'il is musib, and the ism maf'ul is musab. So this is the ism maf'ul, the one that it happened to. We're also looking at the masdar on the pattern of if'al, from amsaka yumsiku, imsak. Imsak, yani constipation. Number 9. Yalbasu al-muhrimu izaran wa rida'an. The muhrim wears an izar and a rida. Izar is the lower garment, rida is the upper garment. So the person in the ihram wears these two garments, upper garment and lower garment, or lower garment and upper garment. Yalbusu al-muhrimu. Al-muhrim from ahrama, yuhrimu, yani to enter the state of ihram. Muhrim is the ism fa'il with kasra, one who's doing the action of entering ihram. Number 10. أنا معجب بهذا الطالب المجتهد. أنا معجب. I'm amazed, astonished with this مجتهد student. يعني الطالب المجتهد. Diligent, hard-working student. Here, the word that we're looking at is معجب, from أعجب يعجب, to be amazed or astonished. The ism fa'il is mu'jib with kasra. The ism maf'ul, mu'jab with fatha. So this is the ism fa'il, ism maf'ul, the one who, the amazement, yani who someone was amazed with. Yani mu'jib, the person who was amazed, mu'jab, the one that they were amazed by. Yani the amazement fell upon them or occurred upon them. They were the amazing one. Not the one who was amazed. The one who was amazed, astonished, is the ism fa'il, mu'jib. Mu'jib, the one who one is amazed with. One who is admired. Number 11. قال الله تعالى بعد أعوذ من الشيطان الرجيم إنما يأمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآت الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله. سورة التوبة 9th Surah 18th Ayah. Allah the Most High said إنما يأمر مساجد الله. Indeed, those who will take care of, attend to the house, the masajid, the masjids of Allah are only in nama, only من آمن بالله, those who believe in Allah, واليوم الآخر, and the last day, وأقام الصلاة, and establish the prayers, وآت الزكاة, and give the charity, ولم يخشى إلا الله, and they didn't have fear of anyone or anything except Allah. In this ayat, what we want to look at, from Bab Afala, Amana, to believe, past tense form, Fi'l Madi. And we look at, Wa Aqama Salat. Yani, again, from Bab Afala, the past tense form, Aqama Yuqimu. Wa Ata, from Bab Afala, Yani, Ata Yu'ti, to give the zakat. Wa Lam Yakhsha Illa Allah. Number 12, from Surah Al-Baqarah, second Surah, 201st Ayat, saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بَعَذَا أُوذُ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانَ الرَّجِيمِ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O our Rabb, آتِنَا, give us, فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً, in this world, that which is good. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, and the next life, حَسَنَةً, that which is good. Wa, and قِنَا, save us, عَذَابَ النَّارِ, the punishment of the fire. Here we will look at from Bab أَفْعَلَ, آتِي. From آتَى, يُعْتِي, to give. آتِي, this is the فِي الْأَمْرَ, آتِي. آتِنَا, give us. فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. So this is the fi'l amr from ata yu'ti. Ata yu'ti. And also we just want to note here that waqina adabna, this waw al-ataf, qi is the fi'l amr from waqa. Yani qi is the fi'l amr. Just one letter with kasra, and na yani is the pronoun for the first person plural. Yani nahnu. Wa qina, and save us, adhab anna, from the punishment of the fire. Number 13. Ana min al-yabani, walakinni uqimu al-ana fi almania. Ana min al-yabani, I am from Japan. Walakinni, but however I, and this is lakin, النون الوقاية plus يا المتكلم, يعني the pronoun, first person, singular pronoun, corresponding to أنا. لكن ولكني, the نون is نون الوقاية. But however I, أقيم, am presently living, الآن في ألمانيا, in Germany. So the word that we're going to look at here is أقيم, from أقام يقيم, أنا أقيم. So this is a fi'l mudari from aqama yuqimu. I am presently established or residing in Germany. Number 14. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَن يَجْعَلَ الْجَنَّةَ مَقَامَنَا. We ask Allah the Most High to make the Jannah our place of residence, where we will live and remain permanently. Yani this is ism makan, maqama. Yani from aqama yuqimu. Aqama yuqimu, to be established, to establish something, to be established. the ism fa'il is muqim, and the ism maf'ul is maqam, muqam.
And the ism makan and zaman is also the same as the ism maf'ul. Now, muqim, muqam. So this muqam, this form of the verb, of the word, I mean, is used both for the ism maf'ul, the ism zaman, and the ism makan. But because we're talking about a place, al-jannah, to make the jannah, then from the context we understand it means the place of our permanent residence. Muqamana. Our muqam. Okay, turning to page 147, exercise number 7. And this is the last exercise that we have for homework, and we still have a lot of time left. However, I wasn't sure that we'd be able to complete a lot more. So, we're just going to do this last exercise, which is quite lengthy. And then we'll save what remains for the following session and complete. We'll complete this lesson in the following session, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay, so this exercise on page 147, top of the page, exercise number 7, says, استخرج من الدرس أفعال باب أفعال ومشتقاتها. يعني استخرج من الدرس, يعني derive from the درس, from the lesson, يعني the main lesson, the Arabic text at the beginning of the lesson on page 141. استخرج من الدرس, bring out from the lesson أفعال, يعني the plural of فعل, verbs. From bab af'ala, verbs from the bab af'ala, and as well mushtaqatiha, its other derivatives, the other derivatives. So that means the bab af'ala, verbs from the bab af'ala, means past tense verb, present tense verb, fi'l amr, and its derivatives also means nouns that come from it. That means ism fa'il, ism maf'ul, ism zaman, ism makan, and the masdar. So these are 8 different things that we're looking for, types of words that we're looking for. We're going to go back to the original text, and we're going to go through it, and we're going to look for any derivatives, any verbs or derivatives of this verb, of verbs on the from the bab af'ala. Okay, so we actually, when we read the Arabic text, we identified those things, but we're going to go back now again and see if we can find them. With this in mind, from what we have taken up until now, so there are more than 30 different forms of verbs from bab af'ala or its derivatives in this text. We're going to try to identify as many of them as is possible, and also identify what form they are. And is it a past tense form, a present tense form, one of the command form, or one of the nouns that are derived from this, or one of the nouns that are derived from this bab af'ala. Okay, so let's go. I should have numbered. I failed to number my text, and this is a very long text. So I'm going to just identify which line we're on, since I didn't number it. Allahu musta'an. I'm going to identify where we're at by the beginning of the line. Either the speaker, or if it's in between two speakers, any of the first words of the line, I'm going to try to identify where we're at. Okay, so we can identify any verbs on the pattern of af'ala, or from the bab af'ala, or any of its derivatives. Okay, so we're going to start with the first line on page 141, and we're going to be reading 141, 142, and 143. I don't want to read the whole text, because it's quite long. And I want to try to finish, even though we do have some time, but nonetheless, if we finish early, that will be just fine. Now, page 141, top of the page, الدرس السابع عشرة, the 17th lesson, المدرس كيف أصبحتم يا أخوانو. The word that we're looking for is أصبحتم, the verb أصبح. And we didn't look at this part of the English key today in any detail, but from the verbs on the pattern, from the bab of af'ala is asbaha, asbaha. Okay, which we said asbaha is what? From akhawatu kana. Asbaha is from akhawatu kana. And we said specifically it means for something to happen, to become in a certain condition in the morning. Or sometimes it just means sara, it became, the person became like this. So, كيف أصبحتم يا إخوانو, how did you reach the morning, O brothers? أصبحتم is from the verb أصبح يصبحوا. Second line, الطلبة, the student speaking say أصبحنا بخير. So this is the word we're looking for again, from the verb أصبح, أصبحنا نحن, أصبحنا بخير. والحمد لله وكيف أصبحت أنت يا أستاذ. So again, the word came, أصبحت, past tense verb, أصبحت, in the beginning of the line, أصبحنا, past tense, فعل ماضي, and in the previous line, أصبحتم. All of these are forms of the verb أصبح, يصبح, past tense forms. The third line, the teacher says, بخير والحمد لله والشكر, أطفئي الأنوار يا إدريس فلا حاجة إلينا الآن. أطفئي يعني is a فعل أمر, command form from the verb أطفأ, يطفئ. In the next line, we're not in need of it now, it says, أعطني ورقة الغياب يا أيوب. Okay, أعطني from أعطى, which means give. And we said that أعطى is also from the verb أفعل. And what is different about it is that it takes two objects, maf'ul awwal and maf'ul thani. It takes two objects, could be nouns, could be pronouns. A'ta, but it's from the verb, yani af'ala, a'ta, yu'ti. So here we have the fi'l amra, a'ti, a'tini. Yani the noon here is noon al-wiqaya. After this, Yaqub says, ha hiya thi. And he says, لم يحضر عثمان واليوم فإنه مصاب بإسحال. So we want to look at the word مصاب from أصاب يصيب. مصاب is اسم مفعول, the one that it happened to. بإسحال is a مصدر from أسحل يسحل إسحال on the pattern of إفعال مصدر. In the next line, the teacher says, شفاء الله بعد التسجيل أسماء الغائبين أعطيها المراقبة. أعطيها again from the verb أعطى يعطي في الأمر أعطي, and he give the names, the registered names of those who are absent. أعطي. In the next line, under that line, يريدها الآن لأمر ما. يعني the مراقب يريدها from أراد يريد. This is also from the verb أفعل. أراد يريد. يريدها الآن لأمر ما. إن يكون مكتبه مغلقا. مغلقا is also a derivative from the verb أغلق يغلق. مغلق, the one who closes it. مغلق, the thing that was closed. This is a ism مفعول مغلقا with فتح instead of كسرة. In the next line, المشرف, يعني مكتب المشرف على النشاط الثقافي. الثقافي, المشرف is from أشرف يشرف. مشرف اسم فاعل with كسرة. اسم فاعل with كسرة. مشرف. In the next line, there's nothing there. In the next line, there's nothing there. And in the next line, يعني the teacher says, بعد ردي التحية. I'm reading from the right-hand column. المدرس, when he says, بعد ردي التحية, he says, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا أدخل وأغلق الباب. At the end of this line, وأغلق الباب. This is a فعل أمر, imperative form, command form from the verb أغلق يغلق. أغلق, أسلم, آمن. In the next line, there's nothing. And in the following line, there's nothing. And in the following line, we have the teacher. يعني 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom of page 141. المدرس says, تفضل واجلس هنا أحاديث أحد بالإسلام أنت. The word that we're looking for here is الإسلام. إسلام is a مصدر from the verb أسلم يسلم باب أفعل. أسلم يسلم on the pattern of إفعال إسلام. The next line, نعم, there's nothing there. Next line, الحمد لله الذي هدانا للإسلام. Same thing, مصدر from أسلم يسلم متى أسلمت فعل ماضي past tense verb from أسلم يسلم أسلمت. Okay, turning to page 142, at the top of the page again we have أسلمت from أسلم يسلم أسلمت past tense verb. The next line we have أسلم أبواك, again أسلم past tense verb from باب أفعل. Next line, لما يسلم أبي هداه الله أما أمي فأسلمت والحمد لله. It should be لله. Okay, so on this line we have Muhammad saying لما يسلم, يعني يسلم is the مضاري form from the verb أسلم يسلم. And further down in that line it has فأسلمت, يعني أما أمي فأسلمت فعل ماضي past tense form from أسلم يسلم. In the next line there's nothing. In the next line there's مدير. Muhammad says هو مدير متحف. هاء خطاب المدير. And he was asking about where his father works and he says هو, Muhammad says هو مدير متحف. هاء خطاب المدير. Okay, so here we have the word, the first word مدير from أدار يدير, to turn something around or to direct something. So مدير is the أدار يدير مدير. مدير the اسم فاعل from أدار يدير. And then we have متحف from أتحف, from أتحف يتحف متحف, يعني اسم مكان with فتح instead of كسرة. يعني اسم مكان زمان and اسم مفعول is on the pattern of يعني أتحف يتحف متحف اسم فاعل متحف اسم مفعول, or in this case اسم مكان the place where يعني relics are kept. And then we have المدير again at the end of that line. The next line, المدرس يكره الخطاب إن المدير يثني عليك كثيرا. Okay, يقرأ الخطاب, the teacher is reading the letter and then he says إن المدير يثني عليك كثيرا. So here we have المدير again from أدار يدير, يعني اسم فاعل, and then we have يثني from the verb أثنى يثني. يثني مضارع verb also from the باب أفعل. Then we have nothing in the next line, جزاه الله خيرا. And in the next line we have من أين لك, يعني the teacher saying, المدرس says من أين لك هذا المتحف الجميل الذي بيدك, يعني from where did you get this beautiful مصحف that you have in your hand. Here we have the word مصحف from أصحف يصحف مصحف, يعني اسم فاعل, اسم فاعل, I mean not فاعل, مفعول, اسم مفعول. The next line, يعني محمد says أعطانيه المدير. أعطى is a فعل ماضي past tense verb from the باب أفعل. أعطى يعطي, أعطانيه المدير. The next line, it says والله لقد سررت كثيرا بلقائك وإني معجب بك. معجب is the word we're looking for here from أعجب يعجب معجب with فتحة اسم مفعول. The next line there's nothing. The next line Muhammad says أعجبتني كثيرا, يعني in reference to how he found the Islamic University, أعجبتني, يعني it astonished me. So this is also from the باب أفعل. أعجب يعجب past tense verb, يعني الجامعة الإسلامية هي أعجبتني. Then we also have in the same line كثيرا إنها جامعة فريدة يدرس فيها أبناء المسلمين. أبناء المسلمين, this is another word derivative from أسلم يسلم مسلم, يعني with كسرة اسم فاعل, the one who did the action, مسلم مسلمين. Next line is nothing. And the next line as well, there's nothing. And in the next line, there's nothing. And then the final speaker is Harun. Yani 1, 2, 3, the last four lines is Harun. بعد استعاذ والبسمة basmala, he reads yuriduna an yutfi'u nurullahi bi afwahihim wa ya'ba Allahu illa an yutimma. Word here, yutimma nurahu walau kariha al-kafirun walladhi arsala rasulahu bil huda wa din al-haq liyudhhirahu. Liyudhhiru is an important word. Ala dini kullihi walau kariha al-mushrikun. Again, another word, mushrikun. Okay, so we have several words in this reading from Harun. From the first of his lines, we have yuriduna. From the beginning of the ayat, yuriduna, arada, yuridu, bab afa'ala. Then we have an yutafi'u, fi'l mudari, from the verb atafa'a, yutafi'u. Yutafi'una, the noon is deleted because it's mansub, the sign that it's mansub because of n. Yutafi'u, fi'l mudari, from the verb atafa'a, yutafi'u. In the next line, we have بأفواههم ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره. أن يتم يعني فم أتم يتم فعل مضارع from the باب أفعل. In the next line we have الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق لي يظهره على الدين كله. So we have two words here, أرسل, the فعل ماضي from the باب أفعل, أرسل يرسل. And then we also have لِيُظْهِرَهُ from أَظْهَرَ يُظْهِرُ, to make something apparent or to, يعني, to be supreme, to overcome. لِيُظْهِرَهُ, يعني, this is a فعل مضاري from the verb أَظْهَرَ يُظْهِرُ from باب أَفْعَلَ. And then in the last line we have وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ, يعني, a derivative from باب أَفْعَلَ from the verb أشرك يشرك مشرك. مشرك اسم فاعل. اسم فاعل. Okay, turning to the last page, 143, the top of the page. The first line, the teacher says, فكروا في هاتين الآيتين ثم أجيبوا عن الأسئلة الموجهة إليكم. ماذا يريد الكفار يا إدريس؟ Okay, so the first thing we want to look at in the first line, ثم أجيب, from أجاب يجيب. This is باب أفعل, أجاب يجيب, يعني this is the فعل أمر, أجيب في الأمر. The second line also has ماذا يريد الكفار, يعني from the باب أفعل, أراد يريد في المضارع. The next line we have يريدون, again فعل مضاري, and we have يريدون اتفاء نور الله. يعني اتفاء is the master on the pattern of افعال from اتفاء يتفئ on the pattern of افعال اتفاء. In the next line أيمكن هذا يا علي, يعني from the verb أمكن يمكن باب أفعل, أمكن يمكن فعل مضاري from أمكن. Is it possible? Ali says, لا هذا مستحيل. المدرس ماذا يريد. Again we have the مدرس saying ماذا يريد الله يا يونس, أراد يريد. يونس says يريد إتمام نوره. يريد from باب, يعني مضاري from أراد يريد. And then we have إتمام, يعني which is the مصدر from the verb أتم يتم on the pattern of if'al, itmam. After this, there's nothing in the next line as well. The next line, Shu'aib says, na'am. Shu'aib says, na'am. Qala ta'ala fi surati saf. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau kariha al-kafirun. Wallahu mutimmu, and from the verb, atamma yutimmu, ism fa'il, mutim, with كسرة instead of فتح متم اسم فاعل. In the next line the teacher says بما أرسل الله رسوله يا محمد, يعني with what did Allah send his messenger O Muhammad, يعني what did he send him with. So we have the past tense verb فعل ماضي أرسل يرسل. Then Muhammad says أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق, again the past tense verb فعل ماضي أرسل. يدخل إسحاق, the teacher says الآن تأتي وقد أوشق الدرس أن ينتهي And in this line, after Yadkhulu Ishaq, the teacher says, Al-ana ta'ati wa qad awshaqa. And we said concerning this verb, awshaqa, that it's also on the bab of yani af'ala, awshaqa yushiku, and its meaning is something yani is about to happen. It is about, it's qareeb from bab, yani from the meaning of something about to happen, awshaqa. And we also said concerning this that it's from akhawatu kana, except that its khabar is always going to be a masdar mu'awwal. Yani the particle n and masdariya, and the mudari verb n yantahiya. Yani the khabar of it is a masdar mu'awwal. So awshaqa is from akhawatu kana. Ad-darsu is ism, awshaqa marfu'un with dhamma, and its khabar is the masdar mu'awwal, yani fi mahalli nasb. Yani the whole n yantahiya and yantahiya, the whole masdar mu'awwal as the khabar of awshaqa, yani khabar awshaqa, like khabar kana is mansub. So it's fi mahalli nasb. The next line, Ishaq says, ma'adhiratan ya. يا أستاذ ذهبت إلى مكتب البريد لإرسال برقية يعني لإرسال يعني from أرسل يرسل إرسال مصدر on the pattern of إفعال. And then the next line, وصل أخي البارحة فأرسلت برقية إلى أبي أخبره فيها بسلامة وصوله. Here we have two words, arsaltu, from the verb arsala, yursilu, arsaltu, past tense verb madhi, and then we have ukhbiruhu, yani from the verb akhbara yukhbiru, this is the mudari form, ana ukhbiru, fi'l mudari. Until the end of the lesson, and there's nothing else remaining here from the verb afa'ala. This is exercise number 7, which is the last exercise that we have for homework on the top of page 147. Looking at the verb forms from bab afala and their derivatives. Alright, so we've completed that and there's still a few minutes remaining. So we'll close with this, we'll stop with this, and just make a note that in the next week's session, inshallah, or for this week, for homework, we're going to start from exercise number 8. Let me just see how much is remaining here. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay, see, alhamdulillah. Next week, inshallah, we'll finish this lesson. This will be the end, and the following week, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. I hope, if Allah allows, that we'll start a brief review of this level 3 course, the first 17 lessons of Medina Book 3. Okay, so for homework for next week, inshallah, I'll be sending out the suggested daily assignments, but you can start with exercise number 8, and I would suggest that the first part of the homework should be to review the English key, the whole English key, but particularly, since we are finished pretty much with the first point, yani which is the bab afala, you can review the English key, especially the points that remain after point number 1, from 2 to 8. Any of the remaining exercises should be dealing with the things point number 2, any a'ata, which is point number 2, is going to be the first exercise we're going to be dealing with, and then we're going to see walau, point number 3, and we'll see something with lam al-ibtida, which is point number 4, and so on. Okay, so review the entire English key. We'll do a quick review of it, but mainly we're going to look at points starting from point number 2 of the English key, and then we're going to start with exercise number 8. And we'll finish this lesson, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, for homework this week, and in the live session next week, we'll complete the level 3 course. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Please prepare for this review if anybody has any feedback. concerning what we already covered in this course, or concerning the brief review, please send me an email and give me your suggestions. I'll do the best I can to work with whatever suggestions you have. We'll try to just keep it brief though and get right to the review of the core of what we studied in this course and try to complete it. Okay, I'll close. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for myself and for each of you that He, by His mercy and His favor and His bounty, His generosity, His kindness and His goodness, grant us success in doing whatever we do, that we do it sincerely for His sake along with ikhlas, and that we do it in accordance with the authentic sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that Allah recognize, record, and multiply the reward for whatever we do of good, pardon and forgive and overlook our shortcomings, and that He keep us firm and steadfast upon a sirat al-mustaqim until we return to Him in a condition in which we will be pleasing to Him and pleased with Him, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of His mercy grant a cure to our sick, that He grant them comfort and ease, and that He keep them firm and steadfast, their hearts remain firm, and that He allow us and them all to be pleased with that which He has decreed. Ameen.